With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. All eyes are on the status of budget negotiations and a possible government shutdown in Washington.
Following the deaths of two people at the hands of federal agents in Minneapolis, Democrats want major changes to ICE.
We want to end roving patrols. We need to tighten the rules governing the use of warrants.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer wants accountability.
Federal agents should be held to the same use of force policies that apply to state and local law enforcement and be held accountable.
A third demand?
We want masks off, body cameras on.
Republicans will need Democratic votes to keep the government open when funding runs out at midnight Friday. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Don't put the shovels and gloves away just yet. Another storm may be coming your way.
Forecasters are fairly confident that a storm will develop. It's too early to know the strength, where the storm will go, and how much snow and ice you'll get. This storm is expected to form on Saturday off the Carolina coast and then move into the Mid-Atlantic and New England on Sunday.
That is Bill Alexander. President Trump wants to speed up home rebuilding after last year's Los Angeles wildfire.
The president has signed an executive order to cut through bureaucratic red tape and speed up reconstruction of tens of thousands of homes. He has complained about what he calls California's unnecessary and obstructive permitting requirements.
That is White House correspondent Greg Clarkson. At 79 years, life expectancy hit an all-time high in 2024.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention credits waning death rates from all of the nation's top killers, including heart disease, cancer, and drug overdoses. Life expectancy is an estimate of the average number of years a baby born in a given year might expect to live, given death rates at that time. And it's a fundamental measure of a population's health. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Another Ten Commandments monument goes up in Texas.
This one stands on the lawn of the Tarrant County Courthouse in downtown Fort Worth. Kelly Shackelford of the Christian legal group First Liberty cheered the monument, saying, quote, displaying the commandments on public grounds in Texas is consistent with Supreme Court decisions that recognize our religious heritage and the best of the nation's history and traditions. The Ten Commandments are a symbol of law and moral conduct. Michael Harrington reporting.
Authorities in Hungary have filed charges against Budapest Liberal Mayor over his role in organizing a banned gay pride event in the capital last year. Gregory Carasoni, who has led Budapest since 2019, had been the subject of a police investigation following the march on June 28th. The event was a violation of a national ban that had been imposed by Hungary's conservative government. The Budapest Chief Prosecutor's Office says the mayor has been charged for organizing the unlawful assembly. This is SRN News. A new report warns the number of military casualties from Russia's war in Ukraine could reach 2 million by spring.
It says Russia would suffer the largest number of troop deaths recorded for any major power in any conflict since World War II. Tuesday's report from the Center for Strategic and International Studies came less than a month before the fourth anniversary of Moscow's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. The report said Russia suffered 1.2 million casualties between February 2022 and December 2025. It estimated that Ukraine, with its smaller army and population, had suffered between 500,000 and 600,000 of their own. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Stocks got a boost yesterday after news the Fed would not be changing its interest rate anytime soon, but it's taking a bit of a downturn today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average right now down 76 points. The NASDAQ way off. It's down 349. More at SRNNews.com.